By a remote, this is BOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Prime Minister Hassan Diab declared Wednesday a day of mourning in Lebanon after a powerful blast devastated the port in the capital city of Beirut, killing at least 73 people and injuring more than 3,700. Officials said they expected the official casualty figures to rise as crews work their way through rubble of damaged buildings and people search for missing family and friends. The exact cause of Tuesday's blast was not clear, but Lebanese officials put the focus on what they said was tons of ammonium nitrate that had been stored at port warehouses for the past 6 years. Lebanese President Michel Aoun called for an emergency cabinet meeting Wednesday, said those accountable would face the most severe penalties. French President Emmanuel Macron said France was sending government personnel along with emergency doctors and several tons of medical equipment to Lebanon to help with recovery efforts. The United Nations also said it was helping with the response and remains committed to supporting Lebanon at this difficult time. And U.S. President Donald Trump told reporters at the White House Tuesday that the United States stands ready to assist Lebanon. The World Health Organization says there has been a threefold rise in the number of cases of COVID-19 among young people over the last 5 months. The WHO is blaming the jump on a lack of attention to social distancing. Health experts say young people tend to be less likely to wear masks and social distance. They are also more likely to go out to their jobs, to the beach or bar or shopping. The United States, France, Germany, Spain, Japan among the countries reporting the largest growth in infections among young people. Via remote